Blessed are you, O Lord, God our fathers, for you are righteous in all things you have done for us.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, by faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, received promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign enemies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release, that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and scourging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with a sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering over deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And in all these, though well attested by their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had foreseen something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect.
Peace be to you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be with all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael, and he said to him, "We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You shall see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Peace be to you who proclaim the gospel.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A perceptive young lady in my Bible study on Saturday morning noted one day, based on the way I was talking, "Father John, you must really like Sherlock Holmes." And indeed I do. One of my favorites. In fact, I love mystery stories and detective tales. Now, that kind of tale has degenerated in recent decades, reduced to car chases and gunfights and explosions and just solving a problem with brute force. Well, with Sherlock Holmes or some of the detectives in his lineage, like Columbo, we use wits to unpack a puzzle by looking at clues. The Gospel of John contains a great mystery right from the beginning. It's not a whodunit, but who is it? And if you think the Gospel of John makes it clear, think again. Take this mystery. In every other gospel, Jesus goes out and seeks disciples. In this gospel, they have to seek him. He says, "Well, what are you looking for?" That's all he says. Makes no promises, makes no signs of his identity, leaves it up to them. What do you seek? Follow me. Now, this leaves the disciples kind of sputtering. They don't know what to make of this fellow. They guess. He's a rabbi, meaning teacher. Oh, he's the Messiah. They're looking through all the categories that they know from their Bible, the Old Testament, about this figure to come. But their categories are burst. He's all of them and yet more than them. So who is he? Well, you might say, Nathaniel got a clue. He called him the Son of God. You are the Son of God. But then he followed up with, you're the King of Israel. So Nathanael's understanding of the Son of God was deficient. He was basing it on the fact that all the kings of Israel since David were anointed when they were coronated and were called sons of God. So, what do they do? Well, they're not getting an answer by this encounter. So they have to follow him, and more than that, they have to go and stay with him. That's one of John's greatest clues, because he loved that word stay, or in his language, abide. Can't know this strange figure, this mysterious entity who has appeared among them, unless you abide with him, spend time with him, get to know him. That's the only way he'll reveal himself, by abiding in him. Well, even though we, the disciples, aren't sure who he is, he sure in heck knows who they are. Simon appears, and before anything happens, he says, "You're called Peter, the rock." Already, he knows something about Simon before Simon knows it himself. What about Nathanael? That's even a greater mystery. Ah, here comes an Israelite who is without guile. He sees that right away. What? And what? His body language? The people he's hanging out with? How does he know? And then you got the greatest mystery of all. Ah, before you came to follow me, I saw you under the fig tree. Whoa. Under the fig tree? I saw you under the fig tree? How did he see him? And what's this fig tree? Perhaps it goes like this. In the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve sinned, they tried to hide their sin. They tried to cover themselves with fig leaves. But it didn't work, did it? For God saw through it. Perhaps Christ is saying here, "I see into your soul, Nathanael. All your potential as a disciple and all those sins and passions that are holding you back. I see all of you, all the time. You cannot escape my gaze." Phenomenal mystery, what's going on here? A mysterious figure in mysterious circumstances and mysterious happenings. What do we do? How do we solve this mystery? Well, St. Luke to the rescue. After all of this mystery, we get two clues from, not St. John, but St. Luke. In the story of the road to Emmaus, which we read this morning's Orthros. First of all, to Luke and Cleopas, Jesus appears as a stranger. They don't know who he is. But then what does he do? He unfolds the scriptures through his light and his understanding and his teaching. And then He breaks bread with them. And then they saw him, Luke tells us, in the breaking of the bread. The word of God proclaimed in the church, and the sacrament of the Eucharist, the breaking of the bread, are our clues. The church gives us all the clues we need. But we have to have a mind like Sherlock Holmes, and we have to see beyond the superficial, misleading misconceptions to the heart of it. And then it's elementary, my dear Watson. It's clear as day. We know the Lord through the proclamation of the word in the light of Christ and in the breaking of the bread. And may Christ, our true God, who, as mysterious as he may appear, is as close as our souls, when we have his life as ours, may he have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Please rise.